Within hours of last week's terrorist attacks in London, British Muslim leaders began publishing condemnations of the bombings. Investigators had quickly concluded that the attacks were al-Qaeda-inspired. British government officials made a point of calling for unity in an obvious effort to avoid casting blame on Britain's 1.6 million Muslims. Still, Muslim groups say they are already witnessing a backlash. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from London.
Late at night, less than 48 hours after the London bombings, somebody shattered more than a dozen windows at the Mazahirul Uloom Mosque, which stands on a busy street in East London. Today, many of the windows of this two-story brick building are boarded up. Still, men wearing the long beards of devout Muslims and dressed in traditional South Asian shalwar kameez robes continue to walk in and out of the mosque. One of them, a shopkeeper from Bangladesh named Abdul Shaheed, says the mosque was vandalized for obvious reasons.
The bomb bust, because of that, this thing happened. Because people are mostly anger for Muslim, you know, that a Muslim done it. But I don't think Muslim could done such a thing, you know. I'm totally against all this terrorism.
Nearby, several graduate students from Pakistan said since Thursday's attacks, they felt the atmosphere had suddenly grown more hostile. And they said it was time to go home.
I want to go home. I don't want to live over here. You know, things are not going right.
Less than 2 hours after last week's bombs exploded, spokesmen for the Muslim Council of Britain say their web server collapsed after they were bombarded with thousands of spam emails calling for war against the Muslims of Britain. Azad Ali is the chairman of another volunteer group called the Muslim Safety Forum, which has closely worked with British authorities since Muslims here were targets of hate crimes following the September 11th terror attacks. He says a new backlash against Britain's Muslim minority has already begun.
We've had four arson attacks on mosques, which are quite serious. One was actually of a Sikh temple. We've had criminal damages on at least four or five mosques, you know, breaking down doors, throwing pig bits inside the mosque and things like that. There's been physical assault on people.
British investigators and terrorism experts say Islamist extremists are the chief suspects in this attack.
The fact that there are no other groups, other terrorist groups aside from the Islamists, that would undertake an operation of this kind.
Magnus Ransdorp is the director of the Center for Study of Terrorism at St. Andrews University. He says there have been some cases of British Muslims, including the shoe bomber Richard Reid, who have been recruited to participate in al-Qaeda-linked operations.
Where you have diaspora communities that come from particular conflict zones, you will certainly find thousands of individuals that may sympathize with what would be al-Qaeda as an ideology. That does not necessarily mean that they will embrace violence and take that step, but it may provide an environment in which they, the more hostile elements, may find willing recruits.
Dr. Adnan Siddiqui is a fierce critic of what he calls Britain's draconian counterterrorism policies, which he says have involved the police harassment of countless innocent Muslims here since 9/11.
Even for myself, is when we heard the news, I just thought this could only be Muslims. So I don't think it's prejudicial to say that. But the actual thing is that, based around that, how does the general public react?
British officialdom and ordinary Londoners were quick to point out that terrorists had attacked a multicultural city where Muslims make up 10% of the population. In the immigrant neighborhoods of East London, veiled Muslim women share the sidewalks with women in miniskirts and tank tops. And five times a day, the call to prayer echoes from this East London mosque. Meanwhile, directly across the street, people drink beer at a pub called Indo. The pub owner, Neil Retnam, says relations between the communities in the area have been generally good, and he does not expect that to change.
We've got a history of bombings. There's the IRA bombings went on for bloody years, right? It was horrible, horrific. And I kind of missed a few of them myself. I mean, getting on the wrong train, that sort of thing, fortunately. But the thing is, no one hated all the Irish because of it.
Retnam says most Londoners will not blame all Muslims for what could be the act of a few extremists. Ivan Watson, NPR News, London.